If someone shechts and offers a carbon outside, the Azar is chayav for the shechting and chayav for the offering it up. Rabbi Yosef Lili says if you shechted it inside but offered it outside, he's chayav for the offering. However, if you shechted it outside and then offered it outside, he would not be chayav for the offering because he offered something which was already pasul. The Chacham said to him, when he shechts inside and then takes it out, it becomes pasul, and yet you agreed he'd be chayav for offering it, so when he shechted it outside, it should be no different. Mishnah continues, if a tamei person ate kodesh that was itself tamei or was tahar, then he is chayav for eating kodesh while he is tamei. Rabbi Yosef Lili says, if a tamei person ate kodesh that was tahar, he's chayav. If he ate kodesh that was tamei, he's potter, because he ate something that was already tamei. The Chacham said to him, when the tamei person eats the kodesh that's tahar, as soon as he touches it, the kodesh becomes tamei, and yet you agree that he'd be chayav, so when he eats the kodesh that's already tamei, it should be no different. Mishnah ends off, if a tahar person ate kodesh that was tamei, he's potter from a chatas, because the chiyav for a chatas is only when a tamei person eats kodesh. Fact, the Gemara. There's a pasuk that teaches that the punishment for offering outside the Azara comes from Ve'el Pesach Oyel Moed Lo Yevienu. And there's a pasuk that gives the warning of Hishamar Lecha Pentala Oyel Yisech. However, with regard to shechting outside, although there's a pasuk that teaches the punishment, Ve'el Pesach Oyel Moed Lo Yevienu, there's no pasuk that teaches the warning. Gemara, the warning is the pasuk of Veloi Yizbechu Oyed. Fact, Gemara Belazar uses this pasuk for a different drasha. And Gemara, we dash in the pasuk as Veloi Yizbechu, and we dash in it as if it says Veloi Oyed, and therefore we have available over here for two drushes. Fact, Mar Brisa says that the pasuk is needed to teach regarding a carbon that a person was magdish at a time when bamos were allowed, and he then offered it outside the migdash at a time when bamos were no longer allowed. In which case, there would be no chiyav karis or chatas, but only a lav. And more, rather, Abai said, is learned from a kavah choymer. If for a carbon where there is no karis when it's shechted outside, meaning the carbon that he was magdish when bamos were allowed, there's still a warning. Then for a carbon where there's karis if it was shechted outside, there's definitely a warning of a lav as well. The lav is needed along with the chi of karis to obligate the person to bring a chatas. Ravina said to Ravashi, if this is true, then that when there's a chi of chorus for something, there's no need for the Torah to also write a lav, then the Torah should not write a lav for chaylev. It could be learned from a kavu chaymer from the vela. The vela doesn't carry chorus, and yet it has a lav. Chaylev does carry chorus, surely there's a lav. And the more Rava said, chaylev couldn't be learned from the vela because we can ask, the vela is different because it gives off tumma. You also can't learn chaylev from the lav against eating tamei shrotzim because we can ask, tamei shrotzim give off tumma with a small amount. You also can't learn chaylev from the lav of eating Tara Shratzim, because we can ask that Tara Shratzim are also to be eaten even in a small amount, smaller than a kazayas. You also can't learn from Chalev from the lav against eating Erler Kalayim, because we can ask that they're different because they're Asr Bahano. You also can't learn Chalev from the lav of Shemitah, because we can say that Shemitah produce is different because its Isser carries over to the money of the proceeds of its sale. You also can't learn chaylev from the lav against eating truma by Yazar, because we can ask that it's different because there's never a case where it's mutter, whereas the chaylev is of a chayas mutter. You even can't learn chaylev from all of the everything we just mentioned over here, because of the reasons that chaylev is different and that there are cases when it's mutter. The Rava said, if there's a problem with Abaye's kal v'chaymer, it's the following. A mishnah says that the mitzvahs of Pesach and Bris Milah are only an assay. Now, according to Abaye, you should make a kal v'chaymer for them from the lav of Noiser and say that Pesach and Mila, which have a chi of karis, certainly have a lav as well. And as Rav Ashi said, I repeated this to Rav Kahana, and he told me that they can't be learned from Noiser, because Noiser is different in that it can never be rectified, whereas a Pesach can be brought on Pesach Sheni, and a Mila can always be done after the eighth day as well. How could Abaye say that we learn the lav through a kal v'chaymer, even according to the view that we can punish based on the kal v'chaymer? We cannot make usher with a lav through a kal v'chaymer. And for the Gemara, rather, the source is like Rabbi Yochanan said, we have a gzeirah shava of hava between offering outside and shechting outside. This teaches that just as for offering, there's only punishment with having the lav, so too with regard to shechting outside, there's a punishment, and it comes along with a lav. Another teretz Rava said, the source is based on gzeirah shava on the word shom between the offering and the shechting.